USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate narrowly approved a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill Saturday as President Biden and his Democratic allies notched a victory they called crucial for hoisting the country out of the pandemic and economic strains. All Republicans in attendance rejected the bloated bill on a 50-49 party-line vote. Congress is waiting for the paperwork from the Senate to do one last vote before going into law. Jury selection in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd, was delayed Monday as prosecutors asked an appeals court to weigh in on a district judge's ruling that jury selection may proceed while appeals over charges are still pending. Chauvin's defense team says Floyd had drugs in his mouth he swallowed at the time of his arrest, leading to an overdose. 14 games are scheduled for Major League Baseball spring training. Tickets are available for most games as they will be played in Arizona and Florida. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If you thought February was cold, you're right. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
The United States is recording its coldest February temperatures in more than 30 years. A report from NOAA shows last month saw the lowest February temperatures the nation had since 1989. This February ranked among the top 10 coldest Februaries recorded in Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. The weather was especially brutal in Texas, where dozens of people died from extreme cold, snow, and ice.
The lowest natural temperature ever recorded on Earth is minus 89.2 degrees Celsius, or minus 128.6 degrees Fahrenheit. It happened at the Soviet Vostok Station in Antarctica in July of 1983. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on Monday signed a Republican-backed law, SF-413, to limit absentee voting, shorten early voting, and close the polls earlier on Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California retail stores may be asked to eliminate separate sections for boys' and girls' toys, clothing, and child care items if a bill introduced last month by Democrats in the California state legislature becomes law. The bill, co-authored by Democrat Assembly members Evan Lowe and Christina Garcia, said it would require retail department stores with 500 or more employees to maintain undivided areas of its sales floor where the majority of items being offered are displayed, regardless of whether they're an item traditionally marked for either boys or girls. The bill proposes fines up to $1,000 for stores that do not comply. Gasoline prices under President Biden's leadership will continue to go through the roof. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
That 5-cent increase makes it up to a national average of $2.77, which is 32 cents higher than a month ago and 40 cents higher than a year ago. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, motorists will soon see even higher prices.
Motorists can expect gas prices to continue inching ahead in the next week thanks to the continued rise in oil, and it does not look to end anytime soon as refiners soon begin to start switching to seasonal blends of gasoline mandated in the U.S. across the warmer months.
Across the country, Mississippi has the lowest prices at $2.42 a gallon, while California continues to be the highest at $3.74.
Crude oil prices, not demand, is driving up costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.